The Law and the Promise by Neville Goddard, narrated by Mark Bowen. Intro. And now go write it before them on a tablet and inscribe it in a book, that it may be for the time to come as a witness forever. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8. I want to express my sincere appreciation to the hundreds of men and women who have written me, telling me of their use of imagination to create a greater good for others, as well as for themselves, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. A faith which was loyal to the unseen reality of their imaginal acts. The limitation of space does not allow the publication of all the stories in this volume. In the difficult task of selecting and organizing this material, Ruth Messenger and Julene Brainerd have been of invaluable assistance. Chapter 1. The Law. Imagining Creates Reality. Man is all imagination. God is man and exists in us and we in him. The eternal body of man is the imagination, that is, God himself. Blake. The purpose of the first portion of this book is to show, through actual true stories, how imagining creates reality. Science progresses by way of hypotheses, tentatively tested, and afterwards accepted or rejected, according to the facts of experience. The claim that imagining creates reality needs no more consideration than is allowed by science. It proves itself in performance. The world in which we live is a world of imagination. In fact, life itself is an activity of imagining. For Blake, wrote Professor Morrison of the University of St. Andrews, the world originates in a divine activity, identical with what we know ourselves as the activity of imagination. His task being to open the immortal eyes of man inward into the worlds of thought, into eternity, ever expanding in the bosom of God, the human imagination. Nothing appears or continues in being by a power of its own. Events happen because comparatively stable imaginal activities created them, and they continue in being only as long as they receive such support. The secret of imagining, writes Douglas Fawcett, is the greatest of all problems to the solution of which the mystic aspires. Supreme power, supreme wisdom, supreme delight lie in the far-off solution of this mystery. When man solves the mystery of imagining, he will have discovered the secret of causation, and that is, imagining creates reality. Therefore, the man who is aware of what he is imagining, knows what he is creating, realizes more and more that the drama of life is imaginal, not physical. All activity is at bottom imaginal. An awakened imagination works with a purpose. It creates and conserves the desirable and transforms or destroys the undesirable. Divine imagining and human imagining are not two powers at all, rather one. The valid distinction which exists between the seeming two lies not in the substance with which they operate, but in the degree of intensity of the operant power itself. Acting at high tension, an imaginal act is an immediate objective fact. Keyed low, an imaginal act is realized in a time process. But whether imagination is keyed high or low, it is the ultimate, essentially non-objective reality from which objects are poured forth like sudden fancies. Hermann Kiesserling, Count, The Travel Diary of a Philosopher. No object is independent of imagining on some level or levels. Everything in the world owes its character to imagination on one of its various levels.